A recent report said there are deficiencies in a state program in Massachusetts that makes payments in lieu of taxes for state-owned lands. State Auditor Suzanne Bump said her office's investigation found the program disadvantages smaller rural communities. To highlight the issues raised in the report, Bump Friday was scheduled to tour the Mount Sugarloaf State Reservation in Deerfield and Dubuque State Forest in Hawley. Members of the region's legislative delegation were scheduled to join her. Before the tour, Bump spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
Well, the problem is that the current formula really disadvantages small rural towns like those in the Berkshires because their property values have not been rising as quickly as the property values in eastern Massachusetts. And so when the pie, so to speak, gets cut up, smaller towns like those in Pioneer Valley and the Berkshires are losing out, and the pie is being gobbled up by the larger municipalities with higher property values.
So, I mean, it seems like a fairly easy fix here, more money and change the formula, right?
Yes, there are two ways that the situation can be improved for these communities. One is by increasing the size of the pie. And I'm very excited to see that the legislature has increased by $4 million the total amount that's made available for municipalities with state-owned land. And I applaud the legislature for doing that. Also, we need to see a change in the formula. That is, of course, of concern to the larger, wealthier communities. But if we're going to be equitable about it, it's a change that needs to occur to, at the very least, hold these small towns harmless from further cuts, which is what they've been experiencing.
Now, this issue hadn't been looked at in quite a few years, correct, until you did this report late last year?
That's right. There hadn't been much attention that had been given to this for a number of years. So I was really pleased that the report has resonated as it has with members of your legislative delegation, and I want to be an advocate for further solutions for these small towns, and the visits are intended to highlight them. And hopefully we can make a large enough noise about this that they'll hear us all the way into Boston.
Are you optimistic that the formula might be changed?
Well, events like this, which I may be replicating around other parts of the state, because there are some rural communities in other parts of the state that are similarly disadvantaged, hopefully will generate enough attention and be persuasive to the other members of the legislature.